Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're going to talk about, do you need to do inner child work? Does everyone need to do inner child work? Do you? Do you need to do it? I'm going to answer that for you. If you've done a session with me, you probably already know the answer, but I'll give you a little more context as we go along. If you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to live your big dream, yes, I'm so on your team, and I would love to support you in getting there. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to that Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's talk about, do you need to do inner child work? Yes. Why? Because the subconscious mind is largely created and driven by the inner child. And the subconscious mind is a vibration in your life. And even if you're not aware, consciously aware, right? The subconscious, you're not consciously aware that that story, that thought, that behavior is running underneath the surface of your life, it's still creating a vibration in your world. And so it'll dictate what you will allow into your life and what you will attract and what you will show up for, right? Because so much of this attraction process is what you are willing to show up for. And so, yeah, you got to do the inner child work. And some people may need to go and do some time in therapy to work on the inner child. I think it's a combination of your self-work and maybe a little therapy, depending on what you experienced in your childhood. You might have to do a little more therapy, but it doesn't make you better or worse than anybody else. But you got to do it. If you want what you want with all your heart and you think your subconscious mind is getting in the way, then you got to do the work on it. So yes, you will need to do your inner child work. And for some of you listening to this program, you can do your inner child work on your own. You can look at what's going on underneath. You can have a conversation with the inner child where you go into a visualization, you see the younger version of yourself, and you have a conversation with that part of you. And in that, you might assign a new role to that part of you. You might give it a new job. That's what I found with my inner child, is she likes a job. And if I give her an assignment, a way in which she's working with me, she's in the co-creation process, I'm co-creating with her, then she is working on my behalf. So yes, 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 you will need to do your inner child work, because again, so much of your inner child is connected to your subconscious and what's going on underneath your life. The subconscious does carry a frequency, and that frequency is magnetic, because that is the law of the universe. Like attracts like. Everything holds a vibration. Like vibration attracts like vibration. So take the time, look at it. Explore it. It does not need to be as difficult as you think. And you don't have to feel bad about yourself in the process. I think sometimes people are afraid to look at inner child work because they don't want to bring up some painful memory or some painful situation. But it's only painful because you're not looking at it. And the minute that you get a sense of what's going on there, you suddenly have your power back. And it moves from being this, you know, wild thing playing out in your life to something where you can say, oh, I have dominion over this. I have control over this, and I can make a different choice. And there are practices out there to support me in that. I know Louise Hay has some recordings on inner child. I know there are lots of books on inner child. You can do a Google search on inner child and find a wealth of information. Just do a little bit of work around the inner child and heal it. Get clear about what it needs from you. Get clear about what it didn't get back then. And then you can move forward. And I have found my tip is typically the inner child wants a job. It wants to know it has a role in your present adult life. And so there's something your inner child probably does really, really well. And give that part of yourself access to all that's going on. And then play. Now, you know, and play is different for every inner child. But the energy of play is very high vibrational. And so oftentimes the inner child just wants to play. And so find the way in which your inner child plays. You know, my joke with a therapist I had a long time ago, we realized that my inner child doesn't want to watch cartoons or, you know, my inner child wants to meditate and talk to gurus and make checklists. So you know what I do? I meditate and I make checklists and I find the inner child is not working against me. And now my inner child has become an ally. So that's my thoughts on inner child work. Do you need to do it? Yeah. Is it helpful? Totally. Is it worth it? Yes. I have a friend who every time I say like, hey, sister, because, you know, I can't not be myself, right? And so I was like, hey, that sounds like some inner child stuff. And she's very resistant to it. Granted, she doesn't live in the world I live in, right? I live in this personal development world. I live in the self-work world, the spiritual world. So it can be a contrast, but I'm sensing most people listening to this program live in the same world I live in or close to it. So just accept that you have to do it and stop being resistant to it. And I am going to probably do a podcast coming up here on resistance because I have some new thoughts on it. Maybe they're not new, but I'm feeling called to do a show on resistance. So if you are struggling to do what you know to do to move in the direction of your dreams, it's probably because you're facing resistance, and I have a show coming up for you. Thank you for listening to this program. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to that Activate Intuitive Coaching package. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter because I send you 2 intuitive messages a week to help you navigate this journey called life. And they're free. They're free. And I also send bonus content that I would typically teach in a class, but I don't want to teach classes anymore. I want to work one-on-one with you. So, yeah. Here's to you and your inner child getting along, and I look forward to connecting with you again on the next podcast. Thank you for listening. Take care.